On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Back from vacation and being fabulouser than ever. A well-rested and fabulous Mr. Rob Center on the other side of the glass. So we appreciate his help and hard work. I'm back too. We thank Ali Stevens for filling in during the week on WKOK Sunrise. With that, we welcome the day's first guest. Jack Miller is an educator and prolific letter writer. He's an environmental activist around here. He's won a couple of awards because he's so outspoken on important topics related to the environment and other topics. And he's on the news line. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. One of the things that you've been working on lately is something you desperately need, continuing education, more knowledge. Well, you're one of the smartest guys up in the Lewisburg area. Tell me about the new certificate that you received from eCornell, and we'll talk about how that relates to our behavior and us helping our planet out a little bit.
I taught health many years ago. I was a health and phys ed teacher up until 1988, which was just a few years ago. But diet has always been of interest to me. One of the first books I ever read on the whole subject of the environment and diet was something called Beyond Beef. And I haven't eaten beef in the last, I'll say, 25 years, starting with that. The more I got into it, the more health implications, and I thought, I've been reading all these books, I would take the Cornell course just sort of to solidify everything. And what they were talking about there was what is called a whole food plant-based diet, which describes exactly what it is. It's a vegan diet. It's whole food, so avoiding the processed food, sugars, the salts, and that sort of thing, the extra salt and sugar and especially oils, and it's plant-based. So I try to practice what I preach, so I try to eat a totally plant-based diet.
Now, if our audience hasn't studied much about it, explain how we'll look at beef in particular, but really various aspects of the meat-related industries are costly in terms of environmental inputs.
In terms of the environment, animal agriculture is the number one contributor to greenhouse gases. Two people who work at the World Bank, which is hardly a radical left-wing organization, determined that something like 51% of all greenhouse gases come some directly and indirectly through the animal industry. If you take, everybody knows about the gases released, the methane released from cows, but you have all the transportation involved, all the refrigeration, the cooking, and it is the number one cause of water pollution. Runoff from agriculture, over half the crops we grow goes strictly to feed animals, particularly cows and chickens and pigs. I mean, if you drive around here and you see all those cornfields, much of that will end up in animals. We could reduce agricultural lands, farmed agricultural lands, by more than 50% if we didn't eat all the animals we ate. It's the number one cause of deforestation in the world. Much of the Amazon is being cut down to either graze cattle or to raise feed for animals. So the environmental damage of animal agriculture is quite extensive.
All right, so but there are solutions. You say there's sort of globally better choices of foods for us to enjoy, this whole food plant food diet. So walk us through what that entails.
Well, I would say, and I'll say this as a former health teacher, and I'm not trying to tell people what they would do. I'm just, in health classes, I would say life is a game of probabilities. You play the probabilities as you want. If you want to take heart disease, which is our most expensive disease, it's been estimated up to 90% of all heart disease could be eliminated if people ate a whole food plant-based diet. there are many connections between animal proteins, animal fats, and cholesterol. There's almost a direct correlation between the amount of animal food that's consumed and heart disease. As one goes up, the other goes up. There are implications for cancer with eating animal protein. Animal protein does stimulate growth, and obviously one of the problems with cancer is if cancer cells become stimulated and grow out of control. That's what we have with cancer. Obviously, there's connections between, well, maybe not obviously, there's great connection between the animal fat, particularly high fat diets and diabetes. Sugar is involved in problems with insulin, but if your blood lipids are high, the cells get saturated with lipids, and sugar has trouble entering the cells. Insulin can't do its job. So while everybody thinks eating a lot of sugar causes diabetes, eating a lot of fats is probably a bigger cause of diabetes. And in societies where fat consumption is high, diabetes goes up, and it's not correlated with increase in consumption of carbohydrates. But when you talk about carbohydrates, you have to make sure you're talking about whole grain carbohydrates. Sugar obviously is a carbohydrate, but it's very quickly digested and gotten into the blood and so forth. So when we say eating your carbohydrates, we mean eating whole food, whole grain products.
All right, and you're not supposing that we should all immediately, well, maybe you are, but it wouldn't work, that we all immediately give up beef. I personally haven't had any beef in almost 12 hours, so I think, you know, so technically I've given it up for now. But a transition to a more planet-friendly diet, if you're interested in the planet, and it's a more... human, it's a more personally friendly, healthier diet if you were to, you know, just make adjustments initially?
Well, you know, it's everybody's different. Some people make transitions step by step, and people trying to smoke. The only trouble with going slowly is you know, you don't lose the, how do you say this? You don't lose a taste for it. With meat, you could give up one type at a time. For example, you could switch to, you know, poultry, and instead of eating beef. And again, some people start out with, let's say, a meatless Monday. And if it's good for Monday, why not make it meatless Monday and Tuesday? Everybody has their own way of going about it. One thing. In all of this, if I can emphasize, is a lot of people think that your genes determine what you're going to get. You know, my family has a history of heart disease. Well, and maybe your family has the same eating habits. What they have found with genes is genes may point you one direction, but how you behave can alter how those genes are expressed. So you're not condemned by your genes, so changing your diet is good. I'm not. When I first started changing, I started eating, you know, the veggie burgers, and there's all kinds of stuff on the market, but they're highly processed foods, so I don't really eat those anymore. Unless if I be out and there's not much other choice, I will eat, you know, a garden burger or whatever they're called at that particular restaurant.
Well, yeah, the fast food restaurants are coming out with non-beef versions of their meals. Is that part of this trend and that mindset? Is that why this is happening?
Well, yeah, I'm sure. The information is getting out about diet and the idea of being a whole food diet. Michael Pullen, I suspect you've heard of Michael Pullen, has spoken about nutritionism. And one of the problems with nutritional information is there's a lot of money involved. So if I have a big corporation and I want to sell you brand X cereal, I'm going to put special vitamin in it. And that, we look at vitamins, we look at this nutrient and that nutrition, rather than a whole diet. And you'd approach diet as a whole. Hugh Michael Beeple, who's big in this field, talks about a you look at eating as a symphony of foods, not just this nutrient or that nutrient. Every now and then you have the super nutrient come along, and this is a superfood and that's a superfood. But I look at it as not, there's no such thing as a special superfood. Good foods are all special.
And when you talk about a whole foods and plant-based diet, you're not talking about the whole foods store that exists that's, you know, now owned by Amazon. You're not talking about them, of course, right?
I'm not talking about that brand, no. I've never actually been, never seen one. I don't even know if there's one around here. I suspect their appeal is to sell, quote, whole foods, but I can't specifically talk to their store. As I said, never even been in one.
Well, they have lots of meats and beefs, you know, all of which is said to be organic and a little bit more planet friendly than maybe another. But
yeah.
It's now owned by Amazon, so.
Well, I just going to say that, so.
Kind of lost its appeal there.
The big companies have moved in. For example, I may get this wrong, but Cashew is now owned by Kellogg. Stonyfield Farms yogurt is owned by, I think, Dannon. So the big corporations, and I believe Walmart even sells organic foods now.
What? Okay. Yeah. Now, what are you going to do with this? You have the certificate from eCornell. Of course, this is the start of this, and you're welcome to call back with more specific information and, you know, sort of sound health advice in the future. What will you do with the knowledge that you have now, the certificate, and what's in the future?
Well, I'm just an old man at good old Buffalo Valley. Well, one thing, I did a program for our local Sierra Club group on the environment and diet. I'm doing a class at the end on Friday for residents at Buffalo Valley. So I'm talking to you.
Right. Okay. So that's it. Outreach.
And I've had. You said about my letter writing. I've had two letters in the daily item, one on nutrition and one on the environmental point. And one other thing that people might not think about it, if we could reduce, let's just say, heart disease, and some people think changing this diet is radical. Well, I'll tell you it's radical. Having a doctor split your chest open, take a vein out of your leg and put it in, you know, sew it in your heart, and having yourself stitched up, that's pretty radical. And that costs, I don't know what, over $100,000 a day. If you just think we cut that in half, the number of people having open heart surgery, which is something like 500,000 a year in this country, medical costs are through the roof. I think almost 20% of our GDP goes to medical expenses now. So, any way we can cut health expenses, the better people are, and we save money.
Well, and your main point is that this is avoidable. The surgery is avoidable, and a lot of it is diet-based. Okay, really quickly, where can we get more information, either from you or some other great source you trust?
Well, I'll tell you, there's all kinds of books. I'll throw out some names, and I'll tell you a simple, all right, if you have Netflix, one movie is Game Changers, which approaches the protein myth, and which I should have talked about, mate, about the protein myth in athletics. There's one called Beyond What the Health. What the Health. There is, I don't think this is on Netflix, something called Cowspiracy, which looks at more of the environmental side than the pure nutritional side. If you go on YouTube, there are a number of lectures. Some of them were given at Geisinger Medical School. One was by Dr. Robert Ostfeld. I don't know if I get this right or not. Ostfeld, O-S-T-F-E-L-D, I think. There's one by Dr. Kim Williams, who was the president of the American Cardiology, the College of American Cardiology, College of American Cardiology, I'll get it out. And he spoke about a whole food plant-based diet. And he also talked about sugar and how we should reduce that greatly, too.
Well, thank you. Let's explore individual topics, future, and individual sources of information. Jack, thank you so much for your outreach and the information you pass along. You're a natural-born educator. You can't seem to turn it off in your what you describe as your old man face, and so we appreciate that.
At Buffalo Valley, I'm only moderately old.
Right. Yeah. Whenever you go there, you can always say, well, there's someone older than me here. All right. Well, that's a good point.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jack. Thanks for checking in today. Very much appreciated. Yeah. Thank you. That is Jack Miller of Lewisburg, of course, retired educator, only by about 30 years or so. Very prolific letter writer in the Milton Standard and Lewisburg Journal and Daily Item, as he mentioned. Environmental activist. You can look him up on Facebook. He's got a lot of this information placed there. Has a new certificate from Cornell University on their e-learning about whole food plant-based diets. You heard where you can get more information if you so desire.